The county's number one talk show, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio.
Okay, so it is Christmas week here on the 9 till noon show. And we're having a lot of fun today. Obviously, we'll keep you across all the major stuff that's happening. But happiness and joy is a major thing too. And who better to bring us even more joy than Sinead and Tommy? They are live out at the Hillcrest Nursing Home. And the one thing coming across just as I'm watching during the news, Sinead, is the wonderful happiness there. Everyone seems to be in great spirits, having great fun.
Absolutely, Greg. Yeah, we're having great fun here. And, you know, it's just highlighting for me, and I'm sure there's staff of nursing homes and indeed lots of kind of facilities like that around the county may be listening, because obviously radio is such a huge part of bringing company to people too, as we know. So we want to say a big hello to them. But I've been thinking that myself, that how important that the staff and everybody are here, and maybe it goes on behind closed doors. Listeners might not really notice it or think about it during the hustle and bustle of this busy period, but we just, from high and from everybody, would like to give them a big pat on the back and thank them very much for bringing some happiness and joy to people in nursing homes. And I want to say a special, he just has walked in here, the lovely Martin Orr. He does a lot for charity, and he's actually the entertainment organizer here at Hillcrest and Letterkenny. So I think we might get a wee speak to him, Tommy, but just before we go, Greg, we could be here all day, but I'm going to pass you over to Tommy now. He was chatting to a lovely lady from Fannett.
Mary from Fannett, and go down to Mary again. Mary, how's it going? You were telling us you're better known around the Fannett area as?
Mary Johnny.
And how long have you lived down there all your life?
I did. Well, no, I worked a few years in my younger days. I worked a few years in St. Julian's College.
Oh, excellent. We were just chatting there before we came on here about the Atlantic Bar down there in Fannett. I used to play music down there years ago.
Well, no, I wasn't one for going to the pub.
Oh, no, you weren't, but you lived not far away from it.
I lived about half a mile up from Atlantic House.
Yeah, and you were telling me you knew Hugh McLean. And
I did. Hugh McLean's a lovely singer.
Good singer.
Aye.
Have you any favourite singers yourself?
Well, there's a good man here, Martin Orr, who sings.
Oh, look at that, look at that. I'm going to talk to Mr. Orr, come in here a minute. Come over. Sure. This is the entertainment's manager here, and he comes down here nearly every day to sing for the folks. Martin.
Me and Mary go back a long way too. Mary worked along with my mother, God rest her, in St. Julian's College years ago.
Yeah.
So I would have known Mary way back then. So, go ahead.
Martin, you've been doing a lot of charity work. I know down on Sunday day, down in the Voodoo, you've been doing lots of great stuff. And recently, you had a big charity food.
Yeah, they approached me. They were saying things like people who used to donate to the food bank are now seeking help. They were very, very, very stretched. Now, but it just shows you, like, people are so generous. You just, all they need is a leader, somebody to take it on, and then it'll flow. And I think it's around 4,000, 5,000 euro now at the minute. But people are also throwing in tinned food and stuff like that there, just badly needed.
Yeah, fair play to you. You're doing a great job, and you entertain all the gang up here. They love you up here, from what I hear anyway, because our good old friend Marty Freel used to work up here.
And Marty's still a good friend.
Do you miss Marty?
I do.
At least one of you do. Come here. Oh. Did they say they were looking for a pay rise in the new year, huh? Come here, we're going to have another song from Sinead. And if you all know this one, you can sing along. It's a good old song. I would dance, only I had the knee done about a month ago and I'm not able to dance. But Sinead will sing it for you anyway.
No problem. We'd love you all to join us tonight. We're going to rock around this Christmas tree.
We'll never get around that Christmas tree. It's up against the wall.
Rocking
around the Christmas tree.
Mistletoe hung where you can see. Every couple tries to stop. Come on now. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit bring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. Come on, Tommy. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with the bells of holly, rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. We'll say a big hello to everybody watching on Facebook.
Yo, hello.
And don't forget, Anne, to give the staff a rise in the new year. The only place to get a rise is up the backside, isn't it?
Come here, Sinead. If we presentation to make before we bid you adieu, before we say goodbye.
Absolutely. Would you like me to do that?
Yes,
now,
please,
Greg?
Sinead, if you don't mind, please.
No problem at all.
Right, so this is a donation that was made from a listener who wished to make this donation anonymous to Highland Radio, and we've decided we're going to share it with the community of the Northwest. And what is more community than our wonderful networks of nursing homes? They do amazing things there and a beautiful spirit. And we this morning are at the Hillcrest Nursing Home, and we're going to be in more, of course, as the week goes on. So if you wee presentation there, Sinead.
Absolutely. So we have a lovely little donation of...
Oh, here comes the hamper.
Of money, Greg.
Oh, wow.
Do you want to touch on that? Or
I don't even know what's in the envelope, to be honest with you. I know it's a financial donation as well as a beautiful hamper, Sinead.
Absolutely, yes. So we're delighted, and we'd love to present this to you, as Greg said, which is absolutely spreading the Christmas cheer.
We don't have one for everybody in the audience.
Oh, okay. This is a lovely hamper donated by, as Greg said, one of Highland's listeners, and they wanted to spread the Christmas cheer. So thank you very much to that. And this is also a little, I know that's very heavy, and it's a very generous hamper. This is also a cash donation to everybody here at Hillcrest. So we give you that with open arms, as from a very generous listener. And maybe if you are just listening wherever you are, that we might keep that Christmas cheer going, or it might influence you to do the same, to pass it on during this Christmas period. Absolutely. We're running out of time, Greg, are we?
Yeah,
do we have to say goodbye?
No, you've done fantastic, Sinead. I just didn't want to interrupt you. Thank you so much, Sinead. You're going on tour. The tour is continuing. Thank you very much, Tommy. We'll be reconnecting tomorrow, isn't that right?
Yes.
Yeah, we are.
Where are we going tomorrow, Tommy?
Over in St. Joseph's in Stranaller tomorrow.
Oh,
this is great. I get to chauffeur Tommy around and everything. We'll be road tripping tomorrow. So we will be in St. Joseph's tomorrow. And indeed, as you said, we will be spreading the Christmas cheer throughout the week. So do keep in touch. If you're listening, please do check all our social medias as well, because you're missing the crack. You can watch myself and Tommy. Tommy's going to be singing a little song tomorrow, Greg.
So I'm excited.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Back to you in studio from everybody here.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Anne.
Happy Christmas.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Thank you so very much indeed. Wonderful job there from Tommy and from Sinead and Joe Dex to looking after the production. Joe Doherty looking after the production as well. Thank you so much to all of you. Wow, that's lovely. Okay. Let me see. We, the listeners, want Tommy to sing a song, please. Well, you see, we are a fully interactive program here, and we have a bit of fleet of foot. You're going to hear Tommy sing tomorrow. There you go, live from St. Joseph's. Hi, say hello to Mary Noon, who's a patient in there, a resident from Elaine and Paul and Sally and Clonmany. Merry Christmas. Greg, Mary Noon would sing a few words of a song. She's from Clonmany but lives in Buncrana and in Hillcrest. That's coming to us a little bit late. Right, okay, and on it goes. Loads of requests coming in off the back of those. That was lovely. Love to be in the schools. Love in being in the Hillcrest as well. It's fantastic stuff. Hope you enjoyed that. Stay with us. We're going to have loads more of that over the course of the week here on the 9 till noon show. Thanks again to Sinead and Tommy. What about maybe them replacing the new This Morning lineup? They've been chopping and changing, I'm told. I don't watch it because I'm on the radio at the time. Tommy and Sinead. Right, you're going to get another preview of them, another review of them, in fact, at St. Joseph's tomorrow. So really looking forward to that. Dolores Dunleavy on Facebook. What a beautiful show today, Greg. Well done, you and everyone. I only play a really small part in all of this. But Dolores, thank you. And thanks, by the way, for being, as so many of you are, loyal listeners and loyal watchers throughout the course of the year. Because without yous, of course, we wouldn't simply not exist. Audrey, hi, Sinead, Tommy, Greg, all at Highland Radio. Hi to you, Audrey. Hi, Beth. Elaine Doherty saying, hi, Martin Orr. Patricia Hills, good morning to you all. Have a good Christmas and New Year. Another, hi, Martin, very popular, actually. And Mary Noon, very popular as well. Loads of people saying hello to them across our social media. Hello to all the staff and residents in Hillcrest. And Kathy says, please say hi to all the staff and residents. Sorry, I can't be with you all. Love from Kathleen. Good morning, Greg. Congratulations and very well done to Shay Given. Given, who made his debut on Match of the Day on BBC on Saturday night. Shay's a great analyst and of the players and the game in general and never forgets his Donegal roots. Happy Christmas from the Friel family in Convoy. I like Shay. I don't know something about him. I just like his presentation. And I like the way he carries. I like the way he carries himself as well. Could you please say hello to Anthony McGettigan, who is in fourth class and is off school sick, but is watching it live. Thank you. Okay, well, Anthony, if you're still with us, good morning to you. Nothing worse than being off sick. But do you know the good thing, Anthony, is hopefully now, by the time the weekend comes and you know yourself, special visitors and all that kind of stuff, you'll be in top form, which is what you'll want, isn't it? Hi, Greg. Can you say hi to Gracie McGlynn in Senior Infants, whose birthday is this week? Happy birthday, Gracie. Say a big hello to the parents in making the hot chocolate today at Scullwarra Milford. You see, this is the advantage of being out and about. That being said, I'm being very well looked after here. I've had a lovely cup of coffee and also a lovely little scone with cream and jam on it. Is there anything nicer? I've yet to bump into it anyway. Let me see. Hello to, Sequoia and Ariel Strain at Milford School. Sequoia is 8 on the 30th of December from Granny and Grandad in Drumkeen. More than happy to pass all that on. Let me see whilst we're on that sort of buzz. I want to mention, actually, Monday Night Sessions Christmas special is on tonight. A host of guests and choirs on tonight's show with Christmas songs galore. Jimmy and Paul's going to be in the hot seat. So really effectively what that means is, and Jimmy, I hope you're listening, what that really sounds like to me is I'm going to come in tomorrow morning and this place is going to be like an absolute kip. So Jimmy and Paul, I don't want chairs out of place. I want the chairs back where they are. I don't want microphones stuck into the ceiling, Jimmy. And I'm talking to you, Paul. I don't want sweet wrappers. I want the bin emptied. Okay, because we come in here every morning. The kitchen, lads, the kitchen, cups everywhere. You know where the dishwasher is. So please tune in to that Christmas special of Monday Night Sessions tonight here on Highland Radio. Love you guys. I'm only joking, ish. Okay, now we are joined on the programme by founder of Autism Dad, a good friend of the show, John Joe McGinley, who joins us throughout the course of the year, of course. And good to have you on so we can wish you a healthy and happy Christmas, John Joe. How are you keeping?
Oh, grand, Greg, and a happy Christmas to yourself and to all your listeners, and thank you so much for having me on.
Okay, so how to have a happy autism Christmas, and that's how you've described it, John Joe. So talk to me about what you mean by that.
Well, Christmas is a wonderful time. All the children are looking forward to seeing Santa. It's there's so many wonderful sights and sounds and music everywhere. You know, there's so much sensations that we all cherish and remember, but a lot of these sensations and sounds can really impact into a sensory overload for children on the autism spectrum. So what I want to try and do with Autism Dad in my regular blog was just to put together some simple ideas that parents could actually use with their children to help them when it comes to those sensory overloads. You know, something as even as simple as the Christmas dinner, which we all take for granted, you know, with the turkey and the ham and all the sprouts, can be a real sensory overload for children with autism. You know, in fact, I've got two boys on the autism spectrum, and we've now got a new tradition where, well, myself and my wife and two of the boys will have turkey and ham. One boy will have sausages because that's what all he eats, and one will have chicken nuggets because that's all he eats.
And John Joe, we often hear about the importance of routine. Is it easy to explain a little bit more about that? Because, as I say, it's often recognised on this programme through the likes of your own contributions and others. How dependent on the child, because all our children are different, of course, but, you know, how disturbing can it be simply going from the familiar sausage to sort of a plate with turkey and ham? Because I think it's really important we sort of, all of us who don't understand that, and many of us do, that we sort of get a sense of how you have to adapt to make sure that everyone is as happy as possible.
One thing that parents with children on the special needs are good at is planning. because you have to plan. As you have as said, routine is fundamentally important with children on the autism spectrum. Part of that routine is about security. It's about reducing the anxiety. It's about comfort and regularity. And sometimes, as we all know, when it comes to the time for Christmas, we're all in our Christmas pajamas, routine goes out the window. But for parents with children on the autism spectrum, we have to have a plan. We have to have that plan and routine, that gradual easing of our children into that period of less routine. And one great way of doing that is through visuals. As you said, again, a lot of children, every child on autism spectrum is different. So something might work for one child, it might not work for the other. But I really believe that visual prompts and visual plans can be a real aid for parents at this time of the year.
So are you saying, like, this is what this day might look like and visualise that? Or how? Maybe you can explain a little bit more of how that might work.
It can be in all things. If you look at your plan, if you take the Christmas experience, you know, we all want to visit Santa, we want to visit the shops, we want to decorate the house, we want to meet our friends and family. We might even be seeing friends and family we haven't seen all year. And again, that's a change in scenario. It's a change in routine. So it's even it could be as simple as, well, what do you do with the presents? If are the presents that Santa brings in the morning, are they different to the ones that are under the tree for days, perhaps, before Christmas Day? And again, these visual prompts can really help the child. It can show, well, what do you do when you go to visit Santa? What do you do when you visit friends and family that you haven't seen for so many months? Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen on Christmas Day? All these visual prompts, which children not on the autism spectrum don't need. But again, it really does help provide that security and the lack of anxiety that you want to have. Because the worst thing that any parent can endure over the Christmas period is if a child goes into an anxiety meltdown or perhaps goes slightly off because their routine is off kilter.
So we have a certain amount of control of our familiar space, John Joe. But, you know, it is the time of year where people might visit, or we might people might put pressure on us to go and do something else with them. I suppose it's sort of preparing yourself to have the control of your environment, but also, when appropriate, to say no, and that's going to be a reality for some.
Excellent point, Greg. I think, Christmas is a time for family, it's a time for friends, and we want to try and experience as much as possible, but sometimes for the benefit of your child, you have to have that courage to say no. It's not appropriate for my child at this point. And it's also, you might be going to your friends and family. If you are putting a plan together for your child, share that plan with your friends and family, educate them, and arrange with them just to have a safe space, a calm space set aside away from everybody else, that if the child is having anxiety, is going into a meltdown, that they can then go into that safe space with their favourite thing. It might be their iPad, it might be a book, it might be a toy. And again, bringing along sensory activity, it might even be headphones that can calm them. But all having that in your toolkit to ensure that everybody in the family, including your child, enjoys Christmas as much as they possibly
can.
So
would you have a space, and again, it's really subjective, that's de-Christmified, so to speak, not even that's the word, that you can sort of remove a child into that space, that is all year round familiar? Or maybe, in fact, I'm sure there are some parents and guardians that really maybe can't dress the house up too much for fear of disrupting routine. And not only the routine, I suppose, of things going up, but also when they disappear again.
And go down. Yeah, great point. A lot of people actually use little sensory tents where children can go in, they can have their calming with their iPad, with their headphones. It reduces the light, it gives that calming effect. They can be in there for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, even an hour, as long as that child needs, because every child is different. But the key thing is to have that safe space that they can go, so the rest of the family, the friends and family, can enjoy the Christmas activity, and then the child can enjoy it again as they come back, their anxiety is reduced and the meltdown has been avoided. But it's having that plan, making sure that you've got that little toolkit of all their favourite toys, the headphones, and also in your own home, having that safe space. And if you're going to visit friends and family, share that plan, have a discussion with them and say, listen, can we put this little space aside where if my child is anxious, if I can see the red flags that are actually going to lead to a meltdown, we can just go off together and have that less anxiety and that safe space.
Yeah, of course. And in terms of, you know, you talk of speaking to the child or the young person, or it could be anyone of any age, clear, concise language in advance. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Again, it goes back to the planning process. It's, you know, children. I've got two boys on the autism spectrum. As I say, they're completely different, as is any child on autism spectrum. You met one child, you've met one child, as the old saying goes.
Yes.
The key thing is to identify the communication mechanism that works best for them, be it visual, be it oral. And you talk them through the social story, or in simple language, plain language, you identify this is what's going to happen in advance, so there's no surprises. Mm. I've learned over the years that the red flags that lead to a meltdown is when a child is surprised, that the routine is put off kilter and things happen that they're not aware of. We might think that isn't an issue, but with children on the autism spectrum, it leads to anxiety, and that anxiety over time, as parents will tell you, can lead to the meltdown.
And I suppose, you know, if you could paint a picture or describe what Christmas is or what it looks like, almost the picture postcard Christmas, but there's no obligation on us to conform with that. We can make our own Christmas or what is important to us. And even, like, say, for instance, if someone close to you has passed away, for some people, the Christmas changes forever after that. Do you know what I mean? So we all have different challenges and different ways. And I think it's just really important that we do what's best for us and not worry about maybe what other people might perceive as our Christmas or our tradition. And I think it's really important. And sometimes, John, Joe, this can be easier said than done, but the Christmas is for everyone. So as you're focusing on maybe your child with autism, there might be another child in the house and you have to make sure that they're planned and they're catered for. But yourself. Yourself,
exactly.
Because I think parents of children with autism, who's last on the list of everything? It's them. They're always the last, right at the end of the queue to be often looked after, because they put so much of themselves into other people and those around them. So as much as is possible, John Joe, is it important to try and make it a Christmas for everyone, not just the day itself, but in the days following, to relax as much as you can and stuff?
I think you made an excellent point there. The key thing is, you know, most families with children on autism have a lot of siblings that are not on the autism spectrum. So you've got to make sure that they enjoy Christmas as much as possible. And that means that if you have to spend extra time, if you have to be flexible, and that's key, whether it's the plan. Yes, you've got the plan, so your child on the autism spectrum avoids the meltdowns, but make sure that your children who are not on the spectrum enjoy Christmas as just as much as possible. And that's why, as you said, Christmas is different for everybody. So why don't you create your own traditions when you involve all your children together? And one example, as I've already said, when it comes to our Christmas dinner, it's not all turkey and ham.
Well, can I say
it's
one thing?
Cocktail sausages.
I wish I could have cocktail sausages. I wish I... Who said I had to have turkey?
Exactly.
I'm coming round your house. I'm going to sit at that table with the chicken nuggets and the cocktail sausages and the sausages. You know what I mean? All right.
It's not even just that, Greg. When it comes to the sweets, it's like one has ice cream, one has pepita rolls, and one would just like to have custard, pure custard, you know? And why not? If they're happy, the parents are happy, and you can have as less stressful a Christmas as you possibly can.
All right,
it's
okay.
All about having that plan.
So we've kind of went across a few things, but John Joe's gone to great detail to put together quite a lot of information for people out there. You can follow them on Facebook, at Facebook, and X, that used to be Twitter, Autism Dad, at Autism Dad 67 is the Twitter handle, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. Yes, I'm a Celtic fan. And the website is autismdad.ie.
Okay,
and I'd just like to wish everybody a fantastic and Merry Christmas. And for every parent with children with special needs, as less a stressful Christmas as possibly can. And
that's
a wonderful New Year.
And we apply all of those sentiments and care to you as well. Thank you very much, John Joe. Really appreciate your time all year, not just this time of the year. Take care.
And thank you, Greg. Speak to you soon again.
Bye-bye. Okay, that's John McGinley there, Autism Dad, 086 60 25,000. WhatsApps and texts to that number, or give us a call on 07491 25,000. We were speaking earlier on about different things, so I'll run through some general comments at the moment. Karen and Ray, isn't it, lost their house on the Long Lane. And this is the type of people we are. Greg, I have a spare bedroom en suite in Ballybuffet for as long as the couple need it. I know it's not a house, but a room available in my home if this couple cannot find a house for as long as they want. I'm an easygoing lady and they're more than welcome. All my love to this family from Dee Maxwell. Tell her not to worry. Dee, what a beautiful person you are. You really are amazing. I'm not sure it might suit them because of the distance or what have you, but we'll pass that on, Dee. But all I want to say is fair play to you. Northwest busways were excellent. They used to stop at Mr. Chippy, go up the Bray and stop and go downtown, and they're based at Charlie's Cafe, which was better. And as four times, it is ridiculous now for appointments, etc. Bring back Northwest busways. I would love if the local link would do an evening run. I live alone and would love the company. Hard to get a taxi, and we should not depend on friends or phoning parents to come out for us. It's not fair. Another, I agree wholeheartedly with this caller. I use this bus, but thankfully don't have to visit the hospital. But a lot of people, especially who have free travel, use it. I feel sorry for older people. Yes, it doesn't look good. And then if you didn't want to get off at the hospital, it drove you right up the main street. Doesn't do that anymore. Maybe things will change in the new year. They took over the route and it should have stayed the same. We're going to make our inquiries, as they might say in America, inquiries, as we say here. I'm not sure. Read what Eamon was saying. And has anyone been able to find the timetable of this mythical town bus? Is that a town bus in Letterkenny? I'm not sure one exists. I wonder, will there be such a warm welcome? I'll come back to that one because there's a group of refugees ones in there. And I'm not putting them one side, but I want to stay on... theme here. Hi, how did RTE not give Aberdeen versus Rangers results yesterday when they gave every other team's results? I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't know what the... I would imagine someone's let it slip maybe at the weekend. There's someone in assisting that maybe doesn't work there all year round. I don't know. Okay, we've still got loads more to come on the show. We've got a beautiful song for you coming up and a chat with more children. And much more besides between now and 12. Don't go anywhere. Okay, welcome back to the programme. More music for you on the way. Let's talk to its creators. We have Dav. Is it Davin or David? Sorry. Davin. Yeah. Okay. Joined up writing. I've been doing this show for a long time and they still haven't figured out I struggle with it. Fionnuala Boyle. Don't bother with that one. And Kelly McGrory, who is a music teacher. Hi, Kelly.
How are you?
Good to have you with us. Now, give me the correct pronunciation of your school.
Garamscoil Cualu.
Say that again.
Garamscoil Cualu.
As simple as that. Right, okay. Kelly, so where did the idea come from to create new music?
It's always something we wanted to do, and we decided this year was the time to do it. We had our musical at the start of the year this year, so we kind of had time to play with then between Halloween and Christmas. So it just kind of came from there, and I had a TY group of five students, so we decided that would be the place to start creating it.
Okay, and what's your role in this, Fionnuala? I presume you're one of the performers.
Yeah, we just recorded it down in the studios there 2 weeks ago.
Whereabouts?
Full tilt.
Good stuff. I was over there myself. As a recording, I'm also a recording artist. You know that, don't you? Were you involved in the writing process or?
Yeah, we've got.
Very good. Okay. And Davin, what about you? You're a singer also?
Yeah, we've done singing for one of the verses in the song.
And was it good? And did you enjoy the process?
Yeah, it was great fun. It was really different from, you know, it's nothing you could experience in a school setting. So it was really nice to get out and do it.
And when you get in and over there, like you get, oh, right, this is what it sounds like, or this is what it feels like to actually do it for it. And that's, Kelly, it's the authenticity of it. That's the excitement, isn't
that's
it?
That's it.
You know, you go over there and you're doing it, man.
Exactly. You're in front of the mic and you're in the soundproof room and you have the headphones on. It's a brilliant experience. And we would do we would do a, we kind of touch on it at school when we are doing the musical recording, backing vocals and things like that. But when you're actually in a studio and getting the full experience, it's brilliant. It's really, really worthwhile as well.
And it was launched officially at the school's carol service. That was last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday. Yeah, okay. We had a big crowd in the school, so it was brilliant. Very successful.
Fantastic stuff. And it's available to download now.
It is.
On the streaming platforms of Spotify and iTunes. How would you best search for it to find it?
Well, suppose if you're on Spotify, you can just go in and search for it. Now, okay. I would say people might struggle with the name, but if they go in onto any of the social media platforms, you'll find the school there. There's links on all of the social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of the above. You can find it there.
And lots of people were involved in this in terms of writing the lyrics.
The transition year students would have been the main... they came up with the lyrics of it, and then we all kind of came together to put the music together, and we had all music students involved. So anyone studying music at school, their voice is to be heard on the recording as well.
Yeah, and you are heard on the recording.
Well, I'm doing a bit of noise in the background, the piano and the the music as well. So
brilliant stuff. Okay. And you actually have a solo for Nora?
Yeah, I do.
How did that feel?
It was all right. We did a couple of takes and... got it.
And Davin, you for solo as well?
I do, yeah.
All right, okay. And both obviously fluent Irish speakers, so that wasn't an issue.
No.
No, yeah.
All right, okay. Did you make a video or is it audio?
It's kind of in the process. I was taking wee clips here and there, yeah. So I'm trying to piece that together now tonight when I go home. So
well, that's nice. Excellent because you get the launch, the audio launch, and then you can drop the video then.
Another wee boost
a week
now
or
as
so
well. Yeah, that's
later.
It.
I think it's a great thing. And I think it's brave, isn't it, to sort of come up with an original piece.
It is. It's not easy to do. And I mean, the girls that did come up with the lyrics, like they just came up with them very quickly. They came up with a theme and... went from there, and it was lovely putting it together, and they were really, really good. And even the Irish, there were no struggles at all with it. They were brilliant. They were really, really good.
Yeah, I don't want to put you on the spot, Davin, but what would you say the sort of message of the song is?
Well, the song kind of is about, it's an Ollag Marvi, it's Christmas as it was. So it's kind of, you know, it's a very hopeful song. Yeah. It kind of likes to, you know, highlight the kind of feeling of missing someone at Christmas or people who have lost, which I think a lot of people can relate to around the Christmas time.
Yeah, exactly. There's very few people that are completely insulated from that because mm-hmm. life is, it can be tough, can't it? Fionnuala, is that what it means to you?
Yeah.
All right, okay. I hope you're a louder singer than you are. And that's after me and Kelly rammed you in under the microphone. Hey, if you're going to hit the big time, you're going to have to get used to this, you know what I mean? So unfortunately, Fionnuala, you can't hide there. Have you an interest in music, Fionnuala, jokes aside? Like,
yeah,
or is this your first real sort of go at it?
No, I've been doing music since first year in school.
And singing or instrument playing? Or
Both, yeah.
All right, brilliant stuff. What about any involved in any other bands or anything, or just doing it for the school and fun?
No, just kind of at home.
Because yeah. there is a great live music scene. Around here, involving young people. There's great opportunities. What about you, Davin?
No bands or anything. I've done music since first year. Yeah. I do piano and singing.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And what's Kelly like as a music teacher?
Oh,
be nice.
she is great, honestly. I couldn't ask for a better music teacher.
What about you, Fionnuala? What do you think?
Yeah, same.
Are you sure, Fionnuala?
But come here, like I've said it before, and I will say it again, the likes of yourself, Kelly, and the hundreds of other music teachers, it is the music, but it's so much more than the music. It's the opportunity. It's the confidence building.
Exactly.
It's,
things you wouldn't have in the classroom. Yeah. You know, you do obviously have to gear towards the exams and results and things like that. But it's stuff that the extracurricular that and you do love it. You get absolutely immersed in it. It's great.
We always learn the best or develop the best when we don't realise we're doing it.
Exactly.
That we're doing something we enjoy and come together with others.
Exactly. And even the likes of this. This is something they're always going to have to look back on. And I think it's just a start as well. It'll be nice to maybe do an annual thing like this, like that. And in 12 years, we'll have an album, so come back to it.
Well, you could do an EP in 4 years.
Exactly. Well, that's it.
Brilliant stuff. And it's kind of exciting to follow the track on the likes of Spotify and iTunes as well to see, you know, I always thought it would be amazing if you get some person randomly listening in it in, you know, Brazil or something. I think, wow.
That's it. Even when you go into
things
Spotify.
Things are so global now.
Yeah, you can look kind of where it has been downloaded and where it has been streamed and everything like that there. So it is, it's interesting to watch as well.
We're going to hear it. So it's all very exciting and it's great to have it out there. Keep your eye out for a video which may appear, I presume it will, before Christmas. Kelly, you've got a lot on, I'm sure.
But anyway, we'll squeeze it in somewhere.
Okay, of course. And just to remind people of the name of the track and where they can download it, Kelly.
Yeah, it's Annalag Maravi by Cor Garmscoilcualú, Garmscoilcualú Choir. And you can find it on all the major streaming platforms.
Right. And we'll link it, of course. And of course, we'll share the video if you wish.
Thank you very
when
much.
That is ready. Well done to you guys and all of the Leaving Cert students. Fionnuala, thank you. I know, Caroline, it is. Thank you very much, dear. It's in my hot keys. I'll play it now. In my ear. Get it going. Do you know when people say, I get it in my ear, I get it in my ear. Fionnuala, thank you so much. It's been lovely having you in, and hopefully you achieve everything that you want to. And if it's in music, brilliant. And the same to you, David. Thanks very much for your time. So we'll listen to it. Has it been played on the radio before?
It has. It has.
Where?
Not the first.
Where?
Well, actually, here. And And my brother has a show as well. And Radio Na Gaeltacht. It's all over.
Fantastic. Yeah. And it's great. And Radio Na Gaeltacht, they're fantastic as well in supporting the community in music, especially in the Irish language.
Yeah.
Thank you all very
much. Thank you very much for having us.
And here is the track. We'll be back with more after this.
Is chilly last a Morning God, temple arm, and Lord, I dust the heat. Valentine and all in North Glen. Kneel to an in a glum, I'm walking to a store. It's a Sing you are to call me, can I will to love and show. Jim Pashti Bogalan, the spring, your litra has green. The crincha is the marsh you had, and in your head.
Well done. That's a really nice sound. Well done to all of the students there. Yes, fantastic show, Greg. Audrey and Claddy. Sinead is a beautiful singer. Looking forward to hearing Tommy Rosny singing. What about you, Greg, singing? Well, you know, no. I don't know. I sang once. I sang Let It Snow. There was some sort of a rigged competition between me and couple of other people. We might dig out that recording because I'm surprised I wasn't picked up there. You know, that no one tried to sign me up. But anyway, don't know what's going on. Christmas spirit wasn't alive and well there. I am involved though. We were, lots of us here at Highland were involved. Jimmy and I don't want to leave anyone out. Jimmy and Keith. And who else from Highland was there? But anyway, and a load of other people got involved in a project started by Lisa Cramsey, a.k.a. Lisa Logic, on social media. It's Donegal Band-Aid kind of a thing. That's where I'm going with that. Thank you, Caroline. And she is going to take my head off this week. Caroline, it's Christmas. There's no need to be afraid. So Lisa's going to be in with us. We were over at Tommy's Full Tilt Studio and we recorded it. It is a bit of fun. Look, there's a couple of singers in there. I'm not amongst them, but it is a bit of fun. And it's raising money for St. Vincent de Paul. We're going to be speaking to St. Vincent de Paul on Thursday as well, I believe. But definitely we'll be talking about that single and playing it out tomorrow and just giving him a background. And to be honest with you, as we heard earlier on, obviously it can be a difficult time for some financially, but you know, maybe you might have an extra fiver or something like that there that you can donate and support the track and also really help St. Vincent de Paul, who do amazing, amazing work. If you've enjoyed the show today, by the way, that's going to kind of be the theme throughout the course of the week. We are going to be doing much the same tomorrow in different schools and what have you. So we're looking forward to that. We're going to be visiting another nursing home, delivering another beautiful hamper and donation and so much more besides. And anything you want involved in, do you know what I mean? You're out there. If you have an idea or there's something you want us to feature or you want to come in and sing or something along those lines, whatever it might be, we can't commit to space and what have you. Or if you've got someone home that you haven't seen for ages and you want to have a chat with them or whatever it might be, you know, it's your show and we want you to have your fingerprints all over it this week. And of course, if there's anything major happens, we will be keeping you updated on all of that stuff as well. All right, let's take a quick break. My last guest on it, their way. Niamh Kelly's Head of Marketing and Communication with Return. Good morning, Niamh. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me on. How are you?
Good. Significant changes in terms of, you know, how we deal with particularly plastic bottle and can waste from the 1st of February. It's right upon us now next year. What's going to change?
I think really what's most important, really, the introduction of this deposit return scheme is a really good circular economy initiative. It's very practical. And what we're doing is we're asking consumers to bring back their empty and undamaged drinks containers. What that will mean for, you know, all of your listeners is come the 1st of February, you'll start to see drinks containers in plastic bottles and cans that have a return logo. And that return logo will mean that you'll pay a small deposit that is fully refundable when you bring it back to, let's say, participating stores nationwide. Mm-hmm. And really what we want to do is EU recycling targets have been set of 70% by 2025 and 90% by 2029. And we really need to increase the amount of these really valuable resources that are being recycled. And this is seen as a very, very good way to do it.
I see in the notes here, undamaged. Squash cans, you can't squash your cans?
No, and that's actually one of the messages. I would have done it myself. You know, you crush your cans, but no, they have to be in fully in their original form. That's partly to do with when they're being returned, they're actually put through what's called a reverse vending machine. And that needs to be able to read the barcode and see that the shape of the can and the plastic bottle is correct.
Many people in this part of the world, other border regions, shop across the border. Those cans or bottles purchased in Northern Ireland can't be recycled in the Republic. No, we'll still have to recycle those in recycle bins.
I would say to anyone where they don't see a return logo on a can or a bottle, you won't pay the deposit, but please still recycle. I mean, there's certainly...
But you can't do it in these machines because they won't be able to read the barcode.
No, they won't, but they won't have paid a deposit. So I think that's what's most significant. Yeah. You'll only pay a deposit on the ones with the return logo, and then when you return them, you get your deposit back.
Mm. Yeah, for anybody else. I think a lot of these things that are introduced, and I understand it, it kind of neglects the border region, and we're not going to get into that at this moment, but it doesn't really fully take into consideration that for many of us, you know, shopping in Northern Ireland versus here is the exact same thing. But anyway, listen, we'll not get into that. It is Christmas. So in terms of, I go back to Tesco, right? And I recycle my stuff there. Will I get cash or do I get a credit note for Tesco?
You can do either. And what I would say is if you're taking the example of the likes of Tesco, you go back. Once you start putting your empty bottles and cans, the plastic bottles and cans, through the reverse vending machine, you will be issued with a voucher. Now, that voucher has to be redeemed in that store. So let's say you can return them anywhere, but once you start putting them into the machine, that voucher has to be used there. You walk up to the till, you can either use it against your store purchase or you can get your money back. You're entitled to go with either.
And presumably this will lead to people, presumably Tidy Towns groups or whatever it might be, obviously providing that, that the cans and bottle are in their original form, being able, we might see people actually, I mean, it wouldn't take long to gather up €20 worth of stuff, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's the main idea as well, is that across, let's say we're going to be the 15th country that will introduce deposit return across Europe. I think there's 40 internationally. But what they're finding is it's not just for recycling overall and what people do at home. It's for people on the go and outdoors. Mm. And there's been a big uptake in the amount that's recycled. And if you can't recycle yourself, you can leave it for somebody else. And as you said, the kind of fundraising abilities that would be there as well.
Yeah. And obviously, Niamh, you'd be well aware that this feels a little bit unfair to those who are religiously recycling, that have been doing this all along now, that instead of putting this in their blue bin, in inverted commas, or whatever colour bin it is now, to save the environment, they're expected to load them up into the boot of the car and head off to Tesco or Lidl to redeem the deposit that they've been forced to pay. For some, this is going to feel very much like a backward step rather than an advance.
I suppose there's kind of two elements there. And I know what you're saying, and it is an extra effort. It's not just, you know, going to, as you said, your recycling bin, blue or green, whichever colour it is. What I would say about that part of it is this is to do with separate collection. And the separate collection is that you're getting the really high quality plastic and aluminium. You collect those separately. So there would be a certain amount that you're in with lower grade plastics, and hence why it is separate collection. But also there is an element of cross-contamination in recycling bins. So that's why deposit return has that separate collection. Mm-hmm. And there's no cross-contamination. Okay. But you're right, it is an extra effort.
Yeah, listen, thanks for your time. And it starts on February 1st. Take care of yourself. Niamh Kelly, Head of Marketing and Communications at Return. All right. Listen, that's where we have to leave it on the show today. Thank you so much for being a part of it on the 9 till noon show throughout this Christmas week. We're back with more tomorrow. More visits to schools, more visits to nursing homes, more live music, more in-studio guests, more fun. So please rejoin us at 9. Have a wonderful day, everyone.